Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 28th, 1888, a baby boy was born to Robert Challoner and his wife Mary Nee Whitehall at the Garden Plantation, Country Road, St. Michael. He was christened George with no middle name. George Challoner would grow up to be Barbados's most famous cricketer before 1950, and the first West Indian batsman to gain international acclaim and be regarded as one of the greatest cricketers in the world before and after World War I. George Challoner was the fourth of seven brothers, and he, like all the others, attended a private school and then Harrison College from 1898 to 1906. There he was coached by Arthur Somers Cox and Gussie Cox. While still a boy, he was acclaimed by the best local judges as the greatest batsman Harrison College had yet produced, and in 1906, he was selected among the West Indies team that toured England while he was only 18 years of age. He grew into a powerfully built opening batsman with all the strokes, and with Tim Tarleton, he set many records for Barbados against regional and English touring teams. It was said that George regarded a maiden over as a personal affront, and the Barbadian crowds adored him. Although the First World War reduced the number of international matches he played before 1923, he was the automatic choice as an opener for the first West Indies tour of England that year, scoring 1,556 runs at an average of 51.86. But Challoner had a lean tour in the 1928 tour of England and played his last first-class match in 1929 when the Marylebone Cricket Club toured the Caribbean. Challoner set the standard for all West Indian batsmen thereafter, from George Headley to Gordon Greenidge. During his career, he scored 5,822 runs at an average of 38.55, with 15 centuries scored from 95 matches. After his death on the 30th of July 1947, fans raised a large sum of money from which a new stand, the George Challoner Stand, was opened in 1948. This was the first stand at Kensington Oval named after a cricketer. George left to mourn his wife Hilda and his two children, George Jr. and Henrietta. His grandson, Mark Seeley, son of Henrietta, represented Barbados in two first-class matches. George Challoner, superlative Barbadian batsman, was born on this day, the 20th of June, 1888.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.